Support for Alaska Public Media On Demand comes from Alyeska Pipeline Service Company, maintaining and operating the 800-mile Trans-Alaska Pipeline since 1977. Learn more at alyeskapipeline.com.
From Alaska Public Media in Anchorage, I'm Ava White, and this is the Alaska Economic Report. In the last week, Alaska North Slope crude slightly rose from $71.02 per barrel to $72.41 per barrel. The price of West Texas Intermediate rose a similar amount from $68.12 per barrel to $69.39 per barrel. The independent power producer behind some of Alaska's utility-scale solar farms is planning its biggest plant yet in Nikiski. As KDLL's Ashlyn O'Hara reports, the company visited with community members earlier this month to respond to concerns and share more about how the project will work.
If it's built, the 45-megawatt solar farm would be the biggest in Alaska. All of the power the solar farm generates would go to Homer Electric Association. All told, the so-called Puppy Dog Lake project would cover 12% of HEA's total annual energy demand, and it would double the amount of energy the cooperative gets from renewable sources. Brad Janorski is Homer Electric Association's general manager. He says the company behind the project, Renewable IPP, or RIP, approached the association with their idea. Janorski says the cooperative's first priorities in the agreement are reliability for ratepayers and compatibility with the existing grid.
In this case, RIP came to us and said, hey, we got a potential project. So we said, all right, where's it at? And can we integrate that into our system? And from an engineering perspective and technical side, we got to yes.
The IPP and RIPP stands for Independent Power Producer. The company's been around since 2017 and develops and operates utility-scale solar farms in Alaska. The company already has three operations up and running in the state. The first was completed in 2017 in Willow. Then, in 2023, the company finished a solar farm in Houston. The Houston project is the largest the company's built so far. It generates about 8.5 megawatts. In comparison, the Nikiski plant would be more than five times bigger. HEA's board of directors approved a project agreement with the company in August. The approval comes as HEA looks to diversify its energy supply amid concerns about a looming shortage of natural gas in Cook Inlet. Janorski says HEA gets 90% of its power from one natural gas producer, NSTAR, and he says that arrangement is becoming riskier.
When you have one bidder supplying 90% of your generation needs, that should raise the red flag. So we're looking at what gas we use less of it, and looking for other means.
Jen Miller is Renewable IPP's CEO and president. She opened the company's own community meeting with an apology for how news of the solar farm broke. Multiple residents have said the first time they heard about the project was after the HEA board had already approved the agreement. Nikiski residents voiced concerns ranging from aesthetics to moose habitat to reliability of solar power. Miller says the project is designed with wildlife and aesthetics in mind. The scope includes a fence around the project land to keep out large animals, and a tree buffer will be taller than the 11-foot panels. She says there are also a few ways Renewable IPP's solar panels are uniquely designed to succeed in Alaska.
We'll be using what are called bifacial solar panels, so they produce both on the front side and the back side. And so we actually get really good production in like February, March, and April because of all the reflective light off the snow hits the backside of those panels and it boosts the production.
The proposed project site covers about 680 acres in Nikiski. Solar panels would cover less than half of that acreage. The land is owned by the Alaska Mental Health Trust Authority, which has agreed to a 30-year lease. The trust uses lease money to pay for mental health services. Renewable IPP's lease agreement with the trust requires the land be returned to its original condition when the solar farm is decommissioned. Miller says solar farms have a useful life of between 35 and 40 years. The Puppy Dog Lake project isn't Renewable IPP's first foray on the Kenai Peninsula. The company pushed for a solar farm in Sterling back in 2021. At the time, Miller lobbied the Kenai Peninsula Borough Assembly for a property tax exemption for the project, which she said would have made it more profitable. The assembly later approved a new blanket tax exemption policy available to all independent power producers. The agreement HEA board members approved in August is now being considered by state regulators. Janorski said the regulators got the documents in early November. Miller says her company is eyeing 2026 as the potential start date for construction, with tree clearing starting next year. Reporting in Nikiski, I'm Ashlyn O'Hara.
For the Alaska Economic Report in Anchorage, I'm Ava White.